There are certainly some people who are very supportive of that and thinks it's a wise thing to do, and others who disagree with that, and I realize that would be the case.
Logan City Mayor Holly Dane says she feels a mask mandate would help with consistency as students travel back to Cache Valley. Currently, big operating stores such as Walmart and Sam's Club require masks, while some businesses in Logan do not. Dane says 4 of the 5 Logan City Council members agree with this decision. However, many residents, along with other officials in the county, have a different opinion on the mandate. Cache County Council member Gordon Zillis says he sees the benefits of masks when gathering in groups, but does not agree with having a mandate.
If you can't distance, then you're going to be out among a lot of people, and I can see a benefit of a mask, but mandate it that you have to wear a mask everywhere you go, it doesn't make much sense to me.
Zillis says he is not pro-mask or anti-mask, but believes residents should use a mask wisely. Along with Zillis, Jess Bradfield, a Logan City Council member, believes that if a mask mandate is enforced, it should be accompanied by a green risk level for the City of Logan, so residents' freedoms are not too infringed upon. According to Zillis, the support coming from residents in Cache County on the mandate is about 50-50. Those expressing their opinions on social media seem to fall on both sides of the issue. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.